I'm joined now by World Vision New Zealand CEO Chris Clark to talk about the worsening food crisis facing more than 18 million people across nine countries in the Sahel region of West Africa. Chris, first of all, why is this happening? I mean, only this time last year we were talking about famine in Somalia, food shortages in Ethiopia and Tanzania in East Africa, and now the west of the continent is suffering.
Look, that's right. And look, that's the reality, is that drought and famine has been characteristic of that part of Africa for a very long time. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for it. Not just is it lack of rain. Last year the rain didn't come as predicted, but it's also a consequence of rising food prices, which means that it's very expensive to buy millet, rising fuel prices, also climate change, all coming together. So there's a whole complex set of relationships which mean that, yep, once again we're facing famine in that part of Africa.
So are you saying that food crises such as this one can be prevented?
Oh, look, absolutely. Droughts are natural, but famines are man-made. And we've actually seen some fantastic ways in which we can actually tackle these sorts of situations. So I've seen firsthand fantastic gardens growing in very arid conditions, just simply as a consequence of putting in solar-powered panels and then driving down into where the water is well below the surface and just drip-fed irrigation. And that's sustaining many communities. And that's what we're trying to do here, is actually prevent famine and by actually putting in place these sorts of gardens, which are actually relatively low cost but can actually feed an entire community.
So how could we ensure that there are more market gardens so that every community in West Africa and indeed across the continent becomes resilient?
It's about two things. First of all, it's about the technology. Now we have the technology. A few years ago we didn't. It was too expensive. And the second thing, quite simply, is money. And that's what we're appealing to New Zealanders, is to say, look, we're asking you, yes, again, we know, to dip into your wallets and to give generously so that we can actually invest in these market gardens, so that famine and drought isn't a cycle that we seem to come back to every 12, 18 months, but actually we can turn it around and actually give these communities opportunities, even in the midst of a drought.
If this is a long-term solution, though, what about the 18 million people in need now? I mean, is World Vision doing anything to help them?
Yeah, look, that's the real problem. We would love to focus on actually market gardens, but the reality is that we've got 18 million people, mostly women and children, who are going without food, who are very severely malnourished. And so we've put health centres in place, we've got food programs in place. And so, if you like, we've got a two-way response. One focused on the immediate need of how do we feed and keep safe these young women and their children, and then the long-term strategy, which is how do we avoid these situations coming around again.
And how can New Zealanders support World Vision's emergency response?
Go to our website, and that's worldvision.org.nz, and donate online, or they can ring us on 0800 905,000.
Thanks so much for your time, Chris.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
So just a reminder that New Zealanders can help those facing a food crisis in West Africa by sponsoring a child or donating to World Vision at worldvision.org.nz. Amazing to think that just as little as $60 could help save a child's life. That's worldvision.org.nz or the phone number 0800 90 5000.